We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here. The morning news continues, just trying to keep you up to date as to what's happening every morning when you get up and at them. We try to keep you focused. I thank the governor for coming on earlier this morning, for joining us, the CEO and president over at Lifetime, and so many other guests that have stopped in here this morning. This is one that was really interesting because a lot of us are familiar with these free little libraries we've seen out in our neighborhood. Certainly Jeannie Hansen is, and she's nice enough to join us. Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you today?
Well, doing pretty well. The free little libraries, first of all, Jeannie, for folks who haven't seen them before, what exactly are they?
Yeah, Dave, it's something where it's like a little box. It kind of looks like the size of a big shoebox or a really large mailbox, and it's got a little door that you can open, and inside people share books with their neighbors.
And tell me about the one that you have up in your area.
Yeah, we've had a little free library in front of our house for about 6 years. And we live in a pretty busy neighborhood in a suburban area where we have a sidewalk that passes our house. So it gets, you know, quite a bit of action. But probably in about the last 10 days when our local library closed, we thought that we had an opportunity to really kind of step up our game, if you will. And we've been making a point to every day go out there and put out new books and write some positive chalk messages for our neighbors and encourage them to come on by and pick up a book, especially, you know, as libraries are closed and kids have more free time on their hands. And it's actually been really a positive thing in our neighborhood.
Yeah, those are so cool. I saw somebody, one of them, putting in toilet paper and those wipes and that sort of thing, hand sanitizer, just slipping some of that stuff in those little libraries on occasion.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I think that's really cool. I mean, I think right now everybody's looking for ways to help their neighbor and be part of, you know, just help our community during these kind of uncertain times. And I've heard some people, instead of calling them little free libraries, are calling them little free pantries and even putting some canned goods and things like that. We're in kind of a unique situation because I have several friends who know about my little free library who have been giving me books over the years, and I've had more books than I've been able to put in the library. So I have about 3 tubs of books in my garage, so we have plenty of books to share. And, you know, we're able to do it in a way where rather than people coming and bringing stuff, for the most part, they're just taking these books. So, you know, one of the things is we all, of course, don't want to spread germs, and that's a concern. So we're writing, you know, new books just added, wash your hands, that sort of a message when people come and grab them.
Yeah, thanks, because I'm sure there's a concern about coronavirus when sharing the books, although we hear most of this is airborne.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, we are doing it, like, we make sure that we have books for kids and teens and adults, but our main focus is kids. And I think, you know, if you have young children, you know how quickly they can go through a big stack of books. It doesn't take them long at all. So for us to be able to, you know, continue to replenish that and let kids have some extra time to read right now, I just think it's been a real positive. But we are trying to be careful, too.
Yeah, well, Jeannie, thanks for taking the time to join us here about the Free Little Library, just one of the highlights here in the midst of all of this stuff going on.
Yeah, and I think, Dave, you know, it's just nice for us to have that opportunity to feel like, even though we are all socially distant and apart, we all are also still coming together in our hearts in the best ways we can.
You know, Jeannie, I mentioned this earlier when I got this morning, but Wednesday here about noon, I heard all sorts of horns honking and looked outside, and my wife and I discovered that it was the teachers from the nearby elementary school.
Aww,
and we have a lot of the kids that are in this neighborhood driving through with a kind of a mini parade, stopping, waving to the kids. Everybody was smiling. It really was neat to see it.
Yeah, that's great. And Dave, I have to say, we just appreciate members of the media like you too, who are staying at your posts and helping get the information out. We are all relying on you guys too. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing your time here, Janine. Stay safe. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon again.
Thanks, Dave.
The Free Little Libraries, the coolest thing in the world. That's Janine Hansen here on WCCO. Good morning, Dave Lee with you right now. We're going to check in with business news coming up at about 8:45. We check in with Nick and Patrick and see what they have out of Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. Certainly it is always fascinating, particularly at the times we're in. Coming up next, though, your traffic and weather, and then Steve standing by with more news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.